Welcome to Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with Pastor Mark Copeland.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever time it may be. We are preparing to dive in into another psalm, another one of the psalms. I'm going to look at reflecting Psalm 44. Now, we're going to change it up a bit. We had been going through one psalm, ten at a time, but I want to hang out in the 40s for a bit. Psalm 42 is actually the beginning of the second book. It's book two of the Psalms. And if you take a look at just the progressions of where these psalms are going, 40, 41, and 42, they all deal with faith and perseverance during times of suffering and trials. And so we're all familiar with those time periods, those periods where, you know, stuff just seems darker than it ought to be. And so those are actually worth a closer reflection as well. So Psalm 43, you get to there, and it's a prayer for vindication, that during these times of trouble, the psalmist is praying for God to step in and vindicate him, to, tell him things are going to be all right, that he really belongs to God. And then we come to Psalm 44, which is the one that I want to sort of dig deeper into today. It's a cry for help, and it's has an interesting phrase or an interesting topic, because we don't often think of God as sleeping, right? So when we look at times of trial, tribulation, suffering, I mean, we can get to the point where, you know, God seems just so distant and far away, right? That he isn't walking us through it. And these are normal and natural feelings that I'm sure we've all had. Sometimes folks can give us the impression that being a Christian or being a person of faith, it's all rainbows and unicorns, if you will, that it's all just periods of affirmation and encouragement. But no, we live in a fallen and broken world where we have to struggle with stuff like loneliness and death and illness. And those are what we call trials and tribulation. If we look at Psalm 44, the verse that will jump out straight away is verse 23, where the writer cries out, "Awake, why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise, do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression?" So the psalmist is asking this very deep personal question of why God is hiding from them. Like, all of this bad and terrible stuff, this affliction, this turmoil, these trials, all of this stuff is happening around him. God feels so distant, and he's in this prayer, he's asking quite bluntly for God to wake up, do something. Why are you hiding your face? Right. And so oftentimes we can feel like that God is far off and distant, and that he's inactive. And we can use this psalm where we vocalize those feelings in reality and ask God to remember us and to do something. Right. So if you go deeper into Psalm 44, the psalmist opens up with verses 1 through 8, where we're remembering what God has done in the past, right? So if you kind of read it on your own, the psalmist is saying, like verse 2, you drove out the nations with your hand, but then you planted and you afflicted the peoples and cast them out. They did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. The psalmist is remembering that God was the one that gave the Israelite people the land in the first place, right? God is the one that fought the battle. God is the one that did the work. Again, this is sort of why it's important for us to always remember to study that history, to study the scriptures, to remind us what God has done in the past when he has acted, when he has decided to act decisively, right? So we don't inherit heaven by anything that we've done. We're inheriting it because Jesus did the work, because God did the work, right? So there's nothing that we do really to earn his favor, because we already have it, as, you know, being counted among those that are, that trust him, those that are the faithful, right? Those that trust him, those that will follow him. So he gives us the victories. We remember that, but then it turns in verses 9 through 22. The psalmist cries out, "You have given us up like sheep intended for food. You have scattered us among the nations. You sell your people for next to nothing." Right? So circumstances happened, and the psalmist is remembering, is thinking about the circumstances that God did hand Israel over to the nations, and they were scattered abroad. This is the feelings of the exile, when God also acted and essentially sold the people of Israel off, right? And so the psalmist comes up through the circumstances of how long will it be? How long will we be afflicted? The psalmist still says, we still trust you. Think of Job, right? Through all of the bad stuff that happened with Job, that he never stopped trusting God. He always believed that God would carry him through it, or that he was capable of carrying through it. But his cries were, why not right now? Why are you not carrying us through right now? Because we do have to remember that God's ways are higher than our own. He sees the whole picture, and we're just walking our own path. We're living it in time. We're confined to space and time, that we don't have all the information. But like I said, kind of thinking about Psalm 44, this is a plea of real emotion, right? Living that moment where the psalmist is afflicted. He feels forgotten. And how relatable is that, right? Where there are times that we feel forgotten, that we feel isolated and alone, that we have no one to walk down this path with us. And again, it all goes back. It funnels right back, starting on that verse 23, right? We should just take some time to reflect on that passage. "Awake, why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise, do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake." Right? So perfectly biblical, perfectly scriptural, natural, understandable. Looking at Psalm 44, that in times of troubles and trials, to call out to God in this fashion, "Don't forget about me, Lord. Don't forget about me forever. Vindicate me, redeem me." And the psalmist always closes, "Not for my sake, because I bear the name of Jesus." Everyone should know around me, knows that Jesus is the one that I follow. So he won't leave me to the grave, but he'll redeem me for his own mercy's sake, because he's merciful for the sake of his own name, that he is a faithful and trustworthy God, a worthy leader to follow, the good shepherd who cares for all his sheep, and he even goes out to gather those lost sheep. So in the next couple of sessions, we will go over what I think look at each one of those early Psalm 40, 41, 42, and then we'll kind of round it up on Psalm 43, which is his prayer for vindication. That where is God when we face those hard times and we see those pleas for faithfulness during affliction and suffering? So we hope this reflection, this moment has blessed you in some way. And I encourage you to contemplate and meditate and reflect on Psalm 44. You don't make that your prayer if you're going through something hard until we meet again.
You have heard Moments of Meditation from the First Baptist Church of Plymouth, Connecticut, with Pastor Mark Copeland. For more information, call the church office at 860-283-6181 or email the church at fbcp24@gmail.com. We wish you blessings on your day.